Can you spot the cars that are most impacting margins? LotLinks can, and they help dealers move them. Learn how LotLinks empowers auto retailers to proactively manage inventory risk and improve profitability by requesting a free consultation today at www.lotlinks.com/drive.
Welcome into Weekend Drive on this Saturday, the final Saturday that we're going to be here for this year. Larry Velliquit down to my left, Mike Martinez in the middle. Gentlemen, happy holidays. TV. Welcome back to Weekend Drive. Larry, you've been a fixture on this program all year, so I feel like you're just...
I would change my name to Mike.
But you could. You could. But, well, first things first. What we want to do is spend this final Saturday of Weekend Drive in what has been a very adventurous long year, full of automotive stories, talking about the pieces that resonated with us. And we will not be here next Saturday, so we're going to use this as our bit of a season wrap. We're going to put a bow on 2019, if you will. And I think if we consider the biggest stories of the year, Mike Martinez, you've got to start with three letters that probably dominated two of the biggest stories of the year. That would be FCA.
Definitely.
A?
I like it. Definitely, because you think about mergers, you think about executive changes. Those happen on regular years. But some of the stuff involving FCA this year, completely extraordinary. You don't see this in the history of the industry. You have the lawsuit between FCA and GM. You have the potential impact FCA played in this ongoing UAW scandal, bribery, potential corruption between UAW officials, FCA officials. There's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, and then, of course, FCA and PSA.
Definitely.
In the proposed merger that's on the table.
Blockbuster, fourth largest automaker it would create. That's huge.
So, Larry, let's talk about one of the most odd stories of this year, which was GM suing FCA, perhaps only rivaled by Reid Bigland suing FCA. In the files of the judicial system, those two stories certainly rise to the top. But your thoughts. But you spent a good amount of time as the reporter covering Fiat Chrysler.
Yep, 11 years.
And you've been heavily involved in union stories.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on where we are now and perhaps what's transpired.
So this is what I'll say about that. The wheels of justice move very slowly. But the timing of the dropping of that suit was so strategic by General Motors. They could have announced that at any point in time. But to drop it after their contract was done, before FCA's was done, and while FCA was in really at the goal line of the PSA merger, tells you everything you need to know about that suit. Now, what will happen, we don't know. And it may be, you know, our kids may be sitting here by the time that finally gets resolved. but I don't know that they could have timed that any more perfectly to disrupt FCA.
And there was a trigger point in the documents when you look back some of the testimony that was shared. And one of the trigger points was, of course, the ability for FCA to benefit from some of these agreements that were made in the past. And Mike, you've spent the fall now dealing with the UAW firsthand.
Sure.
Let's talk about the other story, UAW negotiations. You were right front and center on all of it. How do those two tie together? What do you make of it?
Well, certainly if FCA has enjoyed a benefit in terms of its labor costs, and it has, the Center for Automotive Research says they pay $8 less per hour than GM, and Ford is somewhat in that ballpark too. That's all evaporated after this deal, because you had a situation where they're being sued. You have a situation where there's a cloud of corruption above some of these officials, some of these union officials. So they probably purposely bargained for a tougher deal. They got it from FCA. They're going to have to pay out a whole heck of a lot more in healthcare costs. They're going to have to pay their workers a lot more in terms of bonuses. So they start to level the playing field, and you have to wonder if it's because of that timing.
Smart cars, smart homes, smart marketing technology? You better believe it. The beginnings of a technological revolution are on the horizon. In automotive, LotLinks is powering the next generation approach to dealership marketing with artificial intelligence. Their patented inventory marketing technology identifies cars that are most impacting margins, such as aging, volume, or incentive units, and helps move them by delivering vehicle-specific consumer demand directly to highly relevant dealer inventory. Today, thousands of America's most successful dealers leverage the LotLinks platform to streamline their marketing efforts, deliver higher margins, and turn inventory faster. That's why many manufacturers approve LotLinks for co-op advertising programs with up to 100% reimbursement. If you're interested in learning more about how LotLinks helps dealers sell cars smarter by activating sell-side VIN strategies that proactively manage dealer inventory risk and improve profitability, request a complimentary consultation today at www.lotlinks.com/drive.
Where does the union go from here, Larry?
Well, that's a great question. In terms of collective bargaining, you know, that we've got 4 years to figure that out. The more interesting question is going to be in Canada next time.
Coming up in 2020.
In 2020. That's going to be the real precipice next year. And that will weigh back on what happens in the UAW. If we move over to the corruption scandal, I can only say that everyone in officialdom says this is not done. Not by a long shot. And I think the only thing that's going to end this is they're going to have to invite the feds in. I really believe that. That's the only way that this is ever going to escape. Rory Gamble is going to try to clean it up. But you're talking about systemic issues here. It's going to take the feds are not going to go away until they're invited in.
Or the feds will invite themselves in.
Yeah, or the feds are going to invite themselves in. Either way they're going in, you better open the door yourself.
Mike?
And I really thought it was interesting that the prosecutor, attorney Matthew Snyder, we had him on the show on Auto News Now a couple weeks ago, he's gone public now. And he said, listen, the union isn't cooperating. I don't care what sort of statements they put out. They're not actively cooperating with us. We're looking for tips. We just recently got some fresh tips within the past couple weeks. We want the public to continue to come forward.
Sure.
So it doesn't seem like this is over anytime soon.
So we talked about GM suing FCA. We talked about it being related to the UAW negotiations. And then, of course, the PSA-FCA merger, the other big blockbuster of the year. In any other year, any one of those stories would be the number one story of the year. They're all competing for that. You've been a part of many mergers involving FCA, Larry.
Yeah.
you've gone through Daimler. You've gone through the Italians. Where does this all fit?
Well, we can only hope that it goes better than the than Daimler Chrysler, the last merger of equals. Why anybody thought to resurrect that, and that would be a good thing, I have no idea. PSA is, unlike Daimler, PSA is a much different automaker without a competing presence in the U.S. They want to be here. They're going to value the FCA dealer network, which is not something that Daimler did. So from that standpoint, it's a much different set of organizing facts. Now what happens with purchasing and platform sharing, stuff like that, FCA is going to benefit from PSA's technology, for sure.
And Carlos Tavares is a very shrewd businessman. We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I just get the sense in talking to him that he knows exactly what his plan is. He's got it very well articulated, mapped out, is one of the more open, honest, and transparent executives who we've seen. And I think he can see an endpoint to this that does involve the dealer network and that benefits both sides in truly getting economies of scale. And think about it, the only other individual who we've seen in recent memory who can bring together two entities, Carlos Ghosn, is now out of the picture. Carlos Tavares, I think, really rises to a level of prominence within this industry that is unmatched.
Definitely. And this, you know, on paper, it seems to make all the sense in the world. You're going to have rising costs associated with electrification, autonomous vehicles. Now you have two major players that can help share those costs. And one other point I'd like to make in all of this, we have Sergio Marchionne. His legacy has sort of been on a roller coaster these past few months as these scandals and these stories have developed. On one hand, this is a capstone on his legacy to see FCA merge. It's a dream realized. But on the other hand, he doesn't come out good in this lawsuit.
Well, you're right. It's really on both ends of that, right? I mean, Tavares told me Sergio was right. And then you take the UAW scandal on the other side, it really paints a very different picture. But indeed, just like the wheels of justice, time will tell how this all shakes out. A couple of other really interesting stories this year that I don't want us to miss in the mix as we put a bow on the year. Mid-engine Corvette, I mean, that was, from a product standpoint, that was a home run, right, this year?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know, here's the funny thing. We talk about these other stories, and for our viewers, our editors put together a list of, say, 20 stories, but what didn't make that top 20 list are telling. Like the Ford-Volkswagen cooperation agreement, which, you know, huge, potentially as it develops, but it didn't even crack the top 20 this year because of all the news that was out there this year.
How about trade tensions? Right? Oh, we talked about trade all year this year. How about a new AutoNation CEO? I mean, any one of these pieces, right? In a vacuum, those are all top stories of the year.
You also have China, world's biggest auto market. It's tanking right now. It's 2 years in a row. This would be huge any other time. This is huge implications moving forward, too.
So lots that we watched in 2019, plenty that we will talk about in 2020. It's going to be an exciting 2020. And you've got the guys right here who will be reporting on it firsthand. And gentlemen, have a great holiday. Have a great Christmas. You certainly have the attire for it.
Yeah, you know, if you wait around long enough, Mike will decorate you too, like he did the set for me.
That's right. We'll call on Mike for all the great decorating tips. For Larry Veliquet, Mike Martinez, Jason Stein saying, have a great end of the year. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. We'll see you next year.